नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरयेत्। नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 1 चैप्टर 6 टेक्स्ट नंबर 15। तस्मिन् निर्मनुजे अरण्ये पिप्पलोपस्थ आश्रितः आत्मनात्मनाम् आत्मस्थम् यथाश्रुतम् अचिन्तयम् तस्मिन् निर्मनुजे अरण्ये पिप्पलापस्थ आश्रितः
आत्मनात्मानम् आत्मस्थम्
यथाश्रुतम् अचिन्तयम् तस्मिन् इन दैट निर्मनुजे विदाउट ह्यूमन हैबिटेशन अरण्ये इन द फॉरेस्ट पिप्पला बैनियन ट्री
उपस्थे
सिटिंग अंडर इट आश्रिता
टेकिंग शेल्टर ऑफ
आत्मना
बाय इंटेलिजेंस
आत्मानम्
द सुपर सोल
आत्मस्थम्
सिचुएटेड विदिन माय सेल्फ
यथाश्रुतम् as I had heard it from the liberated souls, अचिन्तयम्
thought over.
Translation and purport by Hrishivanigeta, Hrishi Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Gopal. After that, under the shadow of a banyan tree in an uninhabited forest, I began to meditate upon the super soul within, situated within, using my intelligence as I had learned from liberated souls. I'll read in the next one also. As soon as I began to meditate upon the lotus feet of the personality of Godhead with my mind transformed in transcendental love, tears rolled down my eyes, and without delay the personality of Godhead Sri Krishna appeared on the lotus of my heart. Please repeat. After that, under the shadow of a banyan tree, in an uninhabited forest,
I began to meditate upon
the super soul situated within,
using my intelligence,
as I had learned from liberated souls. As soon as I began to meditate upon the lotus feet of the personality of Godhead, with my mind transformed
in
transcendental love,
tears rolled down my eyes,
and without delay,
the
personality of Godhead Sri Krishna appeared on the lotus of my heart. Purport. One should not meditate according to one's personal whims. One should know perfectly well from the authoritative sources of scriptures through the transparent medium of a bona fide spiritual master, and by proper use of one's trained intelligence while meditating upon the Supreme Soul dwelling within every living being. This consciousness is firmly developed by a devotee who has rendered loving service unto the Lord by carrying out the orders of the spiritual master. Sri Naradaji contacted bona fide spiritual masters, served them sincerely, and got enlightenment rightly. Thus he began to meditate. The word bhava is significant here. This bhava stage is attained after one has transcendental affection for the Lord. The first initial stage is called Shraddha, or a liking for the Supreme Lord. And in order to increase that liking, one has to associate with pure devotee of the Lord. The third stage is to practice the prescribed rules and regulations of devotional service. This will dissipate all sorts of misgivings and remove all personal deficiencies that hamper progress in devotional service. When all misgivings and personal deficiencies are removed, there is a standard faith in transcendental matter, and that taste for it increases in greater proportion. This stage leads to attraction, and after this there is bhava, or the prior stage of unalloyed love for God. All the above different stages are but different stages of development of transcendental love. Being so surcharged with transcendental love, there comes a strong feeling of separation, which leads to 8 different kinds of ecstasies. Tears from the eyes of a devotee is an automatic reaction, and because Sri Narada Muni in his previous birth attained that very stage quickly after his departure from home, it was possible for him to perceive the actual personal presence of the Lord, which is tangibly experienced by his developed spiritual senses without material taint. Om Ajnanati Mirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurve Namaha. Namaam Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimate Jayapataka Swami Niti Namine. Namaam Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swami Niti Namine. Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Desha Tarine. Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. Tasmin Nirmanuje Arane Pippalopastha Ashrita Atmanatmanam Atmastham Yathashrutam Achintayam Dhyayatas Charanam Bhojam Bhava Nirjiteja Chetasa Otkuntya Kalakshaya Hridi Asin me Shanair Hari. After that, under the shadow of a banyan tree in an uninhabited forest, I began to meditate upon the super soul situated within, using my intelligence as I had learned from liberated souls. As soon as I began to meditate upon the lotus feet of the personality of Godhead, with my mind transformed in transcendental love, tears rolled down on my eyes, and without delay the personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna, appeared on the lotus of my heart. So now Narada Muni is explaining that how after traveling through various forests and places, caves, I mean, we saw that whole description. He just sat down under a banyan tree where there was no Nirmanuje, no human being present around, only the forest animals. And there he started meditating upon super soul. So as Srila Prabhupada says, that is the standard practice of meditation. So people meditate, just there are so many meditation societies and classes, and people doing individually. But Prabhupada says one should not meditate according to one's personal whims, meaning just, you know, meditation or something which is insignificant. Sometimes personal whim, sometimes even your guru, so-called guru, may also instruct you something like that. You know, the people teach that you meditate on void, meditate on some red light, some egg-shaped thing, or you meditate on yourself, he says, you know. Some people say because you are God yourself, so you meditate upon yourself. So that's not bona fide. So what we have to do is we have to follow the instructions of the scriptures, and here Sri Narada is telling. Of course, he is not giving the full description which is elsewhere in Bhagavatam, how you meditate, how you sit, how tall should be your asana, how the kushagras, of what quality, from where you get the deer skin, I mean all that paraphernalia. And then you sit, and then with half closed eyes and the tip of your nose, and then you are supposed to chant on the, meditate on the four-handed form of Krishna, Narayana. That's what super soul. Super soul is a localized Paramatma. And then, that's the system to meditate. And that requires a lot and lot of practice, because you cannot, and unless you are pure from within and you have that love for God, you cannot get, you will just get something. People most of the time get some relaxation by meditation. And Prabhupada used to say that that kind of relaxation you can get by just buying a pill, which makes you sleep. Sometimes people sleep. They are meditating and they are just instead of meditating, they are sleeping because they go into samadhi so much that they forget everything. So, that's not the purpose. The purpose is to increase your love for Krishna, even if you want to do meditation. That should be the goal. Not on some void and thing, like I explained. So here he says, when he started to begin, and then what? Upon the lotus feet of Krishna. Charanam bhojam. Charanam bhojam. Of that Narayana, among the Narayana also, when you see, meditate on the four-handed form of Narayana, Chaturbhuja form, there also you are supposed to meditate on the lotus feet. That's what Narada is saying. Lotus feet. Charanam bhojam. Then what happens? Bhava nirjita. Bhava nirjita. That means your mind gets transformed into transcendental love. Bhava. We know Prabhupada in his purport has given the essence of nectar of devotion. How you start with little faith, and then you develop it, and then you do the sadhana, then you come from sadhana, from you come to raga nuga to bhava, and then to prema. They are the stages. In our nectar of devotion classes, we are right now at bhava stage, on the prema. We are almost there, the ultimate. That took almost 38 chapters to reach that level, And still it's not reached yet. So it's not that, you suddenly say, oh, I love Krishna, and then, yes, you definitely love Krishna because you are part and parcel. But we should not start imagining that, oh, we are there already. This is a long path. And then, of course, for different people, it's a different time scale. It's not that, there is a standard 20 years course or 25 years course. Some people can get it just like that. But we should, these two devotee sons of one family in Boise, Idaho, they got their PhDs at the age of 17, 18, something like that. But that's not a standard. Not that everybody in America gets a PhD at 17, 18. People at 50 are also doing, 60 are also doing, 24 are also doing. The same way, somebody can get, like Narada is just 5-year-old. And he gets the, he says, Lord Shri Krishna appeared on the lotus of my heart. Hirdayas sinme shanair hari. Without delay. So it's interesting, shani, shanai. Shanai means without delay. And shani also comes without delay, Those who are affected by shani, shani doesn't wait. Hridi, within my heart, asit appeared. Who? Hari. Krishna. And of course, we'll see that how, what happened after that, you know, when he saw him, because that comes to the next slokas. Ashrukala, tears roll down. Akshaya, Ashrukala, Akshaya. And here, see the word Chetasa, Prabhupada is translating all mental activities, thinking, feeling and willing. That's all, everything, that's the thing. So when we say, for example, Samadhi, Samadhi means trance. What kind of trance? That means your body, mind, intelligence, false ego, everything has to be focusing on the lotus feet of Krishna. That is Samadhi. And that's why, you know, when we are, when we sometimes are, we are dancing and we can feel the Samadhi. When we are tasting prasadam, I mean honoring prasadam, we can feel that. Not always. Because our system is so polluted that, you know, we don't get that peace. But here Narada is giving us some clues as to how we can achieve by his own example. So for children, it's very, very important that, you know, we start training them right from the early age, otherwise they'll miss the bus. And if you really imagine, if you somebody starts at the age of 1 or 2, by the age of 5, a child can develop large degree. You know, you can really. And that's why it is important to have devotee families, because if the child is brought up in devotee family, then the chances of his or her becoming a devotee are much better than if you are not. So, I'd like to stop here. If you want to say something, please go ahead.
Yeah, I guess definitely there are much better chances if you're born into a family, stay at a young age. But even then, it's a kind of a gamble.
Yeah, it's a chance only.
Because even if you train them up, they know all the stuff, but you know, put into practice. It's always a gamble.
No, it's not a gamble. The thing is that, you know, chances are better.
No, I agree they're yeah. better, but there's always still free will.
I know.
And we can see, even within ISKCON, not so many kids fully take advantage of the opportunities they had.
Yeah, but I think that was more sometime, I would say, a few years back. Now the percentage is better, if you look at it. Now you look at the young kids within ISKCON, they are much safer than what it was, you know, like 15 years back, 20 years back. Like. The first batch was, like, because they were like, there's various reasons, you know, we don't want to have to go into the reasons. But now you see, I mean, that's what I noticed, that, you know, now the chances are better. Because now the society is established, the systems are established, and people are like, you know, all the shake-up has taken place, that has, so now no more shake-up like that. There, of course, individuals will be there.
Yeah. Well,
it's like, you know, it's like the persons who became devotees, they were also born in demoniac families. Most of the devotees within, you know, who are there now, they're all born in demoniac families, but they became a devotee.
Yeah.
The same way, you're born in a devotee family, you can become a demon.
Yeah, is that true? Yeah.
But again, you know, just because of that, we cannot stop training children.
Oh, no, not at all.
No.
You still have to do your duty. Yeah. But it's always a gamble.
Yeah.
So I say sometimes, in some certain
But places, as I said, you know, it's a safe gamble.
Yeah.
It's a much safer gamble.
Yeah, basically Krishna sees you trying to do that service. Mm-hmm. So even if your kids don't take the Krishna consciousness fully, then Krishna still appreciates the service trying to.
And they will come back, you know, like I've seen, sometime it happens, they stray away for some time and then they come back.
Yeah, sure.
Like there's one family, they're both husband and wife initiated, and children also, you know, look nice. But then I got a shock of my life, and one day that mother is complaining to me that please help us. And I said, what happened? Oh, our son is into alcoholism. And I said, no, he comes to die. So no, he sometimes comes, but you know, when he's not high, he comes to temple, but if he's high, he doesn't come to temple, something like that. So then I said, okay, let me try. But I mean, I didn't know him much. So one day I saw him, you know, he will generally come to the temple and sit at the back, you know, against the wall there somewhere. So I just went and sat next to him, just like that. And I just started talking to him. And I don't know, out of nowhere he started pouring out things to me. And I could see his struggle, you know. He confessed. And he said, I'm struggling to come back. Can you help me? Like, you know. So when he said that, then I knew that there is a hope, big hope. And then that boy started, you know, talking to me, you know, coming to class, thing like that. Now he is a good devotee again. So sometimes it gets, you know, strayed because of your association and so on, especially in schools and colleges, that sort of things. You get into some bad circle and then things change pretty fast.
श्रीमद् भागवतम की जय श्री प्रभुपाद की जय